All right, welcome into the second hour of the show. No Carmichael Dave today. Not I don't even know what the exact wording was of the late text. Meds not kicking in. Was
yes.
that what it was?
Yeah, that was fun, man.
Yeah.
I had a sneaky suspicion.
You had a suspicion?
Yeah, well, I tipped you off because I was like, ooh, this isn't updated from Friday.
Oh, yeah, our
from
show
Friday.
Rundown.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going through it this morning, so he's having a tough time. So hopefully everything will kick in and he'll have a better opportunity to be with us tomorrow. I know tomorrow he'll be, and Wednesday, a massive stress case because here we are through 82 and we get Kings and Warriors again. Going from, what, 30, the first 37, 38 years here in Sacramento, the Kings and Warriors had never made the playoffs at the same time. Now the first time it happened last year, they played each other. This year, technically, it's not a playoff game, but one of the teams will end the other team's season tomorrow night. So Jason Ross here with you. We got Simone. We're so glad to have you guys all here. Simone, you had asked the question. I guess it wasn't your original question, but you had, it's going through what, TikTok about the 1v1?
Yes.
Where was the one I liked on our YouTube? Oh, Family Schlegel. Wait, where did that go? Oh, Clark could beat me 1v1 while she has COVID and the flu.
Exactly. And if you guys missed that segment, I really encourage you to go up to your partner, especially if they have, you know, any basketball chops, and you ask them straight up to their face, do you think you could beat Caitlin Clark 1v1? And just see what their response is. I think that it's going to be a very interesting portal into their human condition, what kind of mind they're working with.
Yeah, it's a funny exercise. That's for sure.
Not everyone passes the test.
No, and, you know, for anybody that's listened to this station for any length of time, one of the particular things I used to have fun with, Simone, this would be kind of one along those lines, but when I used to have the show with Deuce and Morgan, and Deuce was big into, like, he was so convinced.
Wrestling.
Well, not only that. He was so convinced at that time that he could stop guys like Isaiah Thomas on the Kings and Jimmer. And I'm like, you can't. And then, but he would talk it up. I know I could. I would be this. And even if you think the whatever player is the worst on whatever team, they're professional athletes.
Correct.
There are levels to this. And I'm sorry, you are not at their level. Even if you think you're great, good for you. Yeah. I love the confidence. I would go in there trying to say I will do my best and I think I will be successful, but also knowing that this is unfair.
Yes, and that was one of the points. I've been surveying many people this mm-hmm. question, and one of the answers that I received where it was like, well, okay, maybe if I train for it, I think I could do it. And I just am always going to have a reverence for people that, you know, she's obviously super talented, yeah, super gifted, and she's put in a lot of work. And I just think that it's really interesting if you think that, like, oh, a couple months training,
yeah,
maybe I could get there. I'm like, she's going to cook you.
Yeah, it's funny. So for me, as someone that's – I've been fortunate enough, Simone, to play with a couple of different Kings at times, and maybe they're even at the end of their career or retired.
Whoa.
But you can see, like, generally, they're just playing just to get exercise, right? And then if someone out there gets a little lippy, like, hey, I just scored on blah, 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 it's like, okay.
Activated.
I'll turn it up to 4, but I'm not going to 6. I'm not going to 8 or 10. It's like, I'll show you a little something. You ready? Okay, here we go. And it's like, that's fun to watch because you're like, they're out there so they don't want to get hurt, because sometimes you weekend warriors, some of you don't know what you're doing. You don't. You're almost more reckless and dangerous, and they're literally out there like, oh, they probably know someone or they're... So we used to have a group of people here at the station that used to play all the time. All the time. And
Kyle would have loved that.
He would. I mean, it was great. At the old building at Madison, just down the street, it was a smaller gym. It was perfect. We played all the time, but we were able to get a few Kings to come out there that we just knew. They're like, oh, I'll come out. I'll show up there and goof with you. And one of my favorite stories of all time was Jay Will came out there. And... again, I mean, he did some of his flashy stuff, but he sure was playing. I mean, I don't even know. He would tell you better, but I felt like at a 2 or a 3. And
okay.
And then we had one of our guys that was talking and legitimately stole the ball from him. Legitimately.
Okay.
Went down the other end and scored and was like, woo, you know, and then I was like, oh my gosh. The next 3 minutes was probably the best thing I've ever seen in my life. Because he talked and then it was on. It was like, all right, you ready? And then, you know, J. Will just got into a mode that I think, again, for him was on a 1 to 10 was about a 3 or 4.
Yeah. Served him a hot cup of...
And it was great. Great for the rest of us. Like, I didn't say anything. I watched and marveled. Like, yeah, I didn't think I could beat him or stop him or score. I just was out there having fun that he was playing with us.
Yeah.
You know?
That's incredible. Man, I wish I could have been here.
Yeah.
Back in the glory days.
The glory days. Played with some Monarch. Like, it's awesome. They're awesome. I'm not ashamed to say that, yeah, I get it. They're incredible. Absolutely incredible. Kings or the NBA, let's kind of go there as a bigger picture. The NBA playoffs are set-ish, we could say, because we know 1 through 6, that was the goal. Just to recap for those, Boston earned the 1 seed. They were clearly the best team all year. They cruised in with the 64 wins. The mess that was yesterday for the East, we were all locked in on what was going on in the West. But New York, good for the Knicks. They got themselves into the 2 seed. So Boston will wait for the... impact of whoever gets out of that 7, 8, 9, 10, so will New York. The 3-6 matchup has Milwaukee versus Indiana. Those two teams had some, basically we almost got to fights earlier in the year between those two squads. So Milwaukee will face Indiana and Cleveland, Orlando. That feels like a playoff series that will happen and we won't know anything about. Like, will we watch? Does a playoff series happen, Simone, if nobody watches?
Correct. No.
Like in a forest,
you know, no,
like
the, exactly. You know, the tree falls.
Whatever
no.
The thing is. The 7-8 is Philly, Miami. Here's a situation that Boston fans should be dreading, I would say. The loser of that game plays the winner of Chicago, Atlanta. And I'm assuming it's unfair to do this, but I'm assuming that Philly, Miami loser will beat the Chicago, Atlanta winner. And that's who Boston's going to get in the first round. Could you imagine Boston winning 64 games and having to get Joel Embiid?
Woof.
Or Miami, the team that knocked him out last year, that's been their nemesis, who made it to the finals last year. That's like supposed to be like a bye series. Like, yeah, we'll win in 4.
Heat culture.
Yikes. So that's what's going on in the East. In the West, good for OKC. They found a way with tiebreakers to be the 1 seed. This is probably, this one may come back to haunt me. I do not believe in the Thunder. I don't. I'm so happy for them. They had a great season. They may prove me completely wrong, but I think that team is so vulnerable. I really do. I think one, experience. I think they lack some size, some toughness in the middle. They've got some very good players. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying this would be easy for anybody, but as I pointed out in the first hour, if the Kings, or for that matter, the Warriors, can navigate through this week, I think that would be a really good path for that winner, like to take on the Thunder as far as the reward of being 8. I think that's not bad. The Denver Nuggets are 2. And so the Pelican-Laker winner gets the Nuggets. Yikes. The 3-6 matchup, Minnesota and Phoenix, they run it back. Yesterday, the Suns were there. They don't have to stay in Minnesota because they don't play till this weekend, much like the Lakers are just going to stay in New Orleans because they're playing again tomorrow night after playing them yesterday. And then the 4-5 matchup, the Clippers-Mavs. That's going to be fun. I don't think they like each other one bit.
Love the West this year, man.
The West is going to be fun. The West is going to be fun, and it's all going to get started tomorrow with the Lakers and Pelicans. That's the JV game. The varsity, it's the Kings and Warriors tomorrow night. We're going to be talking about that coming up. Also, when we come back, 3 questions, 3 answers. It's 3 for Madness, brought to you by our friends at Fire Wings. That is straight ahead here on Sacktown Sports.
3 questions, 3 answers. It's 3 for Madness on the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross.
Here's question 1.
All right, we got question 1 coming your way in a moment. Again, this is 3 for Madness, brought to you by our friends at Fire Wings. 21 delicious flavors of wings. Look, tomorrow night, if you can't get to the game, get yourself around the radio or the television. Get yourself some Fire Wings. Make it a night. Get all 21 delicious flavors of wings if you need it. It's going to be a big night tomorrow night, Kings and Warriors. But Simone, it is time. 3 questions, 3 answers. Question number 1.
Of course. Out of all of the NBA playoff matchups that are set, which one are you most excited about?
All right. Since we don't know the 7, 8, 9. I mean, look, there's some pretty good drama right here. Sacramento and Golden State. But technically, that's not a playoff matchup. This is a weird no man's land, this play-in thing. I mean, it's not game 83. It doesn't go in the win-loss call. I think it just kind of evaporates. I don't even know if the stats. I mean, like, if it's something I got to figure out, Simone. If De'Aaron Fox scores 60 tomorrow, becoming the first Sacramento King to ever score 60, does that go somewhere in the record books, or does it just disappear? Like, because it's not a regular season game, it's not a playoff game.
Right.
I guess it would be a play-in record, but like that'd be pretty significant. What happens to the stats? But the spirit of the question is, which one are you most excited about that's already set? So we've only got a couple there. I think it's the Clippers-Mavs right now.
That one's going to be great. So delectable.
And then you just think about the superstars that are in it. Kawhi's going home. Or Luka's going home. Kyrie's going home. Paul George is going home. That's the tough part about the playoffs. Both those teams are really good. They both can't win. But I think of the teams, it's even. That was set. Nothing mattered yesterday to those two. Dallas didn't play anybody. They lost by about 100 yesterday. Clippers didn't have to play anybody. But that's what they dictated the terms. They could do it because they won enough games. They didn't have to worry about the finish of the season. But I would say, to the spirit of the question, the one that excites me the most, the Clippers and the Dallas Mavericks.
That one's going to be so interesting. Who do you think? I mean, is it too early to speculate or to call anything? I mean, who do you think is going to come out of that one?
The way the Mavs are playing right now is the best basketball of the year, but I'm going to go with the Clips.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know that home court will matter much, but I'm going to take the Clippers in that.
They have like a lot of things going for them right now because their stadium. No, the Clips, because their stadium will be completed, or their arena will be completed by next year. I feel like they're going to get them a little farther, try and generate some fandom behind them.
I'm also mad still at the Mavs for beating the Kings twice and for Luka falling on Malik Monk.
I know.
So I'm not done with that. I'm not done with that frustration.
Wish I knew the drops a little bit better. You know, if I was Berlad, what I'd be firing up right now. But
all right. Question number two.
Question two.
How great is Boban?
How great is Boban? Well, we got to protect him at all costs. He is a man of the people. If you don't know the story about Boban Marjanović from yesterday, just listen in to this.
Fans are getting excited here. There might potentially be some free chicken on the board if he misses the second free throw.
Oh, man, free chicken on the board?
Yeah, so that's why the fans are getting a little frothy.
Oh, they're pointing to you. Boban's playing with the crowd. Say, you want chicken?
Here's your job.
No, he gave him chicken. He's a man of the people. He's a man of the people.
He did that on purpose?
He did. He gave out free chicken.
How great is that?
Incredible.
Playing the bit. He knows. He knew that, hey, look, I missed. I think he tried to make the first free throw, but he missed. But everybody's getting
so hyped.
Just like crumble cookies. It's like, hey, it's game 82. Yeah. I'm going to help you out. I'm going to miss on purpose.
I know we can relate here in Sacramento, as you just aptly point out. Wow.
Crumble cookies. I don't know why it's free stuff, I guess, but that's the loudest the arena gets for crumble cookies. It's crazy. I mean, the cookies are fantastic. That's not a shot at the cookies, but it's like, I wish we could measure the missed second free throw noise versus a buzzer beating Kings
pops.
Win.
Yeah.
It's
some
like
of the biggest pops out there.
For cookies and for chicken. And Boban's like, And if you haven't seen the video too, Boban's literally like, I know what I'm doing here.
Yeah,
I know what I'm doing here. Stick around.
What kind of
watch
chicken
this.
It was. It's probably Chick-fil-A or something.
I know. And then the other part
is Fire Wings, it should be.
Right. How many people actually go through it and do it? Like I'm sure it's probably a QR code or an app or whatever and get, you know, download this and go get your chicken.
But
it's there. And Boban's like, I literally will do that. Would it be different if they literally handed out the gift to everybody?
No, I miss the good old days where it'd be like the two. Free, it wasn't Jumbo Jacks. It would be the tacos, right? That they used to give
two
away.
Tacos.
Yeah, and
what
just
was
a paper coupon.
Yeah,
I mean,
and literally,
get
like,
off my lawn, Simone.
But people would walk down the aisles and hand out the coupons.
Love it.
Now we're so tech savvy, or not in my case, but everybody has the opportunity to just hit the QR code, punch in the number. There's your free cookies or chicken in this case. I love it, but more people should do that. It's like the game didn't matter. Game 82. Blazers didn't help us out yesterday. None of those guys.
No, where's Chris? Why won't he help us out?
That's right. Chris Murray just getting every rebound possible. Made Keegan laugh. What's going on with those two?
Love that.
And Keegan even postgame. He's like, yeah, he's annoying.
I sat in for postgame and it was a great question and an even better response because
he just annoyed me.
Twins are so
priceless.
Trippy.
All right, question three.
Question three. Will the Kings and Warriors game be too much for you to take, Mr. Jason Ross?
I feel like this question should be for Carmichael Dave. It's not going to be too much for me to take. Though, I do want to do this exercise and take, because basically I've already heard from enough people. And we're going to do this in our next segment. I want to get some help from you guys out there. Your thoughts on Kings and Warriors and basically this question. Is the game going to be too much for you to take? So let's hear from you on it. I'm going to explain my thought on this. 1-800-920-1140 or 339-1140. Text line as well. YouTubers, your thoughts on the game. So each side of the spectrum, Simone, I'm going to kind of take both angles. Let's take the negative one first.
Dave.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, Dave.
Yes. The worst thing that I will see tomorrow, if it's negative, I'm not preparing myself for this, but I know there's an opportunity to see this. And for the YouTubers, you'll see the example. For those that are driving and listening or on the app or whatever at home, you'll know what I'm talking about. But Simone, if I see the night-night, that's going to be really hard to take because we know what that means. Much like we know what the light the beam chant means. But if Steph is in this building tomorrow.
I haven't even thought about that.
Is the game too tough for you to take? That is something that can happen tomorrow. The team that knocked the Kings out last year, however the game is going, if there's a moment that sets up night-night, that will be very hard to take. Now, let's go positive.
Please.
I don't even know the scenario. It doesn't even matter the scenario. But
light the beam.
Light
the beam.
Would hit a little differently tomorrow night. That would hit differently.
I think a lot of people are going to be calling out on Wednesday.
Yes, because
David,
the opportunity to knock out a team that knocked you out last year is in front of the Kings.
Right.
I mean, that spectrum of feeling is about as diverse as you can get. And that's what this play-in has set up. It's one game. It's like when you got here last year, everything was so exciting about being the three seed. Oh, my gosh, it's the Warriors. Okay, let's go. Bring it on. You could lose game one because you could lose three times. You could lose game two. The Kings didn't. They won the first two. Now it's like, oh, my gosh, are they gonna beat the Warriors? All right, lose game three. Game four was the 50-50 game. You lost it. It's okay. It's 2-2. You're coming home. You beat them twice at home. Oh, no. They beat you in game five. This is probably over. I don't think they can go to San Francisco and win. Oh, my gosh. They played the game of the year.
We did it.
They set up game seven at home. What else could you want? Here we are. One game, one opportunity, one possession game at halftime. And then Steph Curry took over. And it wasn't a game at the end. And it was night-night. And it was painful. Then it was also like, this really hurts. This is tough. But what a year. What a year. A little bit different. Reflection was like, wait till next year. Wait till next year. Well, here we are. We're here. So is this game. You already got you. I could see you like getting tense when I did the night. Like that could happen.
Yeah.
That can happen tomorrow.
I think I repress, you know, a lot of that way down. I'm also a San Francisco 49ers fan, so I've had a tough year or so with some playoff situations, superb owl situations, and I didn't envision a night being a possibility tomorrow, and I should be protecting myself.
Yeah, and it's, you know,
terrible.
I know what Dave's protections are, like low expectations, but he's still bothered. Like I don't think it works. I don't working with him. I will go in with hopes, with belief, 100% respect for the opponent, knowing that any outcome is very, very possible. So what we're going to do is we'll break here. I want to get a pulse of you guys out there, Kings fans, via the YouTube chat, via our text line, and the phone lines, 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. The game is here tomorrow. Kings, Warriors, play-in. It's going to be intense. I hope it's intense in a way that's competitive all the way through. The four matchups this year were so compelling. Three of them decided by 1 point, and now it's winner, move on. Loser goes home. You end a season tomorrow night. We know we don't want it to be the Kings. It could be a reality, but they also could be one of the best lighting of the beams tomorrow night if the Kings win and knock out the Warriors. It's so drastic, the difference of the feeling of how everyone will feel tomorrow night. Well, let's get your early thoughts, your anticipation, your expectation, and will the game be too much for you to handle? Those questions I want to answer from you guys. Again, 1-800-920-1140, 339-1140. We're back with more here on Sacktown Sports.
I mean, I like it. I like it because we haven't faced it yet, you know, and that's what's exciting to me is, okay, what are we made of? You know, can we go get this done, especially versus a team that knocked us out last year, a team that has four or five championships and championship-level coaching staff. Can we go get it done in this type of environment? Because it's a different type of pressure than a seven-game series. Because, you know, if you drop one, you're going to have another opportunity. You don't have no other opportunity here. You got to go get this one. And so it takes a different level of focus, a different level of confidence or belief going into the game, and for sure a different level of execution throughout the course of the game on both sides of the floor. So I like it, and I truly feel our guys will embrace it.
That is Mike Brown yesterday talking about the opportunity ahead for the Sacramento Kings. And so I've asked the question to you guys out there, again, 339-1140 or 1-800-920-1140. Is this game too much for you to take? On our text line, you're right, Jason, I'm not sure my heart can take watching this game, almost to the point where I'm considering not watching. Oh, my goodness, you're thinking of the night-night part of that. Let's see, we got plenty coming in on our YouTube. I will watch. I might break my TV tomorrow. I'm not sure I can
no.
go.
No. We're going to have the home compilation of the Kings fans all breaking TVs.
We can't have
this,
that.
Yeah, it can't be that. For this play-in game, no.
No. We need Angry Fox tomorrow. Sure, we need great De'Aaron Fox, whatever version that is. So, want to get your perspective. How you guys feeling? Let's get to the phone lines. Check in with David. David, good morning. Your thoughts on this play-in matchup, Kings, Warriors, win or go home?
I think we're going to win, and I'll tell you why. I think this is a revenge game for Sabonis. Mm-hmm. I think he felt that Draymond Green got into his head last year, and I think he's been waiting for this moment for a long time. And how much more fitting would it be for the Kings to knock out the Warriors again? But, you know, what worries me, though, is our next match with the Lakers or New Orleans.
Uh-huh. That's what worries you more than the Warriors?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I don't think we can get past New Orleans. We don't match up well against them.
That's true. But what if it's the Lakers? They beat them every time this year, right?
The Lakers don't scare me. Because we're faster than they are, and we've seen got their number, what have you. But the thing is, if we can get past, if we get the eighth round, I think we take Oklahoma. I really do.
Well, and that's the thing. And thank you, David, for the call. I said that the Kings can somehow get through this week, and really, I'd say the same for the Warriors. I think the road through OKC, it's way better than having to play Denver. But look, there's many, you know, hurdles, let's say, along the way. Yeah, I'm not as concerned right now about the Pelicans and the Lakers as I am the Warriors. I mean, that's what's in front of the Kings. That, and I know they are. They're not looking ahead to anybody. But that is an interesting second layer of this, the team, if it is somehow New Orleans. Because the way yesterday started, Simone, I really, in my mind, I thought, I did think the Kings would beat the Blazers. Yeah. And honestly, I thought the Pelicans would beat the Lakers. I thought the Kings were going to be playing Phoenix.
Me too.
That's like what my thought was driving to the arena yesterday. Like, all right, it sucked losing to Phoenix, but if today ends with the Kings being 8 and going to Phoenix, I think that's good. Like, they'd avoid the 9-10, and I feel like they have a good shot to go to Phoenix and win that game. And if not, then they're coming home to play. Wow, it'd be the Lakers or Warriors. Okay. Like, I thought that path was about as appealing that was left. And instead, They didn't get help. New Orleans has been the Kings' nemesis. They lost to them five times, and then New Orleans didn't help yesterday. But this is the path they have. They got it, the Warriors first, and if they get through that, then you worry about the next part.
I'm never eating a po' boy sandwich again.
Me neither, till this summer when I'm there for the family reunion. But I'll show them. Letitia, you're next here on Sacktown Sports. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you this morning? Hey, you're handsome, Mo.
Hi.
We're doing well. How are you? Are you hanging in there and with this anticipation of the big game tomorrow?
Well, I'm kind of torn because I enjoyed the seven-game series last year. But I'm kind of excited. Now, I will warn you, in case y'all don't know or forgot, I am a Dubs fan. Born and raised in Oakland. And grew up like over the overpass, 15-minute walk from the Coliseum Bar. So I'm going Dubs all the way, but I'm rooting for the Kings. If they beat the Dubs, okay. I'm gonna be rooting all the way. I got a De'Aaron Fox shirt. It's always exciting when the Dubs and the Warriors play. Unlike the previous caller, though, if the Kings have to face the Pelicans seem to have had the Kings' number this year. So I'm a little concerned, but I know tomorrow is going to be so hype and so excited. So exciting. So I'm looking forward to the matchup.
Yeah. All right, Letitia, thank you very much. I guess. Warrior fan calling it. No, absolutely. We appreciate that. But you can feel the Kings' tendencies are there. She's got a Fox shirt. She'll root for the Kings. Well, let's hope you're rooting for the Kings after this point tomorrow, on Wednesday. Hop on board. There's room.
Plenty of space.
Plenty of space for you out there. So how is everybody feeling? Huge matchup tomorrow night. Kings, Warriors. Mitch, he's from out of town. So, Mitch, how are you feeling about this game coming up tomorrow?
How you doing? I don't feel real good about it.
Okay.
I think the pressure's kind of on the Kings. I'm just talking. I'm sorry. This is my wife there. I'm sorry. But you got like a starting five. Overall, is better. I mean, Keon. I don't even like him. Barnes and Keegan and Keon. You know, it's going to be the Fox and Sabonis. Who's the second guy for the Warriors besides Curry? And you can't trust Green.
The team that won multiple championships with Clay and Wiggins and Draymond. I don't know why. And thank you, Mitch. There's a lot going on with Mitch's call there. I don't know why I'm defending the Warriors. I'm really not. But I think there has to be 100% concern and respect for what they've done, what they've been, and what they could do. Look, the Warriors are completely different than when the Kings played them in January. We're going to learn a little bit more about them coming up at around 8:30 when John Dickinson joins us, who's covered both teams, but really a lot of work with the Warriors on KNBR and done their post-game stuff, and has covered this team for a long, long time. And this team is different than earlier. Look, the Warriors have kind of reshaped as this season went along. They don't play Looney as much. Trayce Jackson-Davis is in there as more of a factor. Podziemski, who they were playing more earlier in the season, is off the bench. Kuminga's now off the bench. Wiggins, Draymond, Steph, Clay. I mean, this is a championship pedigree type team that I think is so comfortable with themselves, they didn't care that they are the 10 seed. Now, again, none of that means they're beating the Kings, but this moment I know is not too big for them. I don't think it's going to be too big for the Kings. I just hope we get the best version of the Kings. And the way I always try to measure games is if each team plays their best, who will win? I don't know the answer to that. I think there would be, if you told more NBA people that the Warriors will play their best game and the Kings will play their best game, I believe, truly, though I want the Kings to win, I think people would tell you the Warriors would win that game. I think more people would say that. Doesn't mean that will happen. So now, if you're slightly off, why? What's off? What happened? What's different? Or was that special game by that other team just too powerful? Kind of like we saw last year. I said this last year during that postseason series, during the regular season with the two. Yes, factually, the Golden State Warriors won. They won fair and square. They won 4-3. But if the Kings had won that, if they played 9 games, if they played 11 games, if they played 13 games, I'm not convinced either team was better than the other. The Warriors won the 7th game. That's in the way the format is structured. It allowed them to move on. If the Kings had won 4-3, I would have gone, the Kings were better. I don't think it proved it. I think they were about as even as can be. There was just an odd number of games. The Warriors won the seventh one to make them a 4-3 winner. I didn't leave that series going, ah, the Warriors are better. They had the best player, and he was fantastic in the seventh game. They still have the best player. They do. Doesn't mean De'Aaron Fox can't outplay Steph Curry tomorrow. Doesn't mean Sabonis can't be the best player in the game tomorrow. But history has shown in series and in playoff games and in meaningful one-and-done games like this, the Warriors have been able to get it done. Tomorrow's a new opportunity. Absolutely a new opportunity. All right, we will break. Leezy, I see you. Ashley, I see you. The rest of you, jump on in. Your thoughts on tomorrow's win or go home, play-in game, Kings and Warriors, as we continue here on Sactown Sports. All right, back here on the show. No Carmichael Dave today. Hopefully he's back here with us. He's going through it this morning. And so hopefully he'll be ready to go for tomorrow. One of our texters, by the way, said, or is this on YouTube? Yeah, YouTube. 1 year ago today, the Kings beat the Warriors in game one. Is that right? Well, let's listen back. Let's get you fired up for that. 1 year ago today, take it away, the great Jerry Jones.
You couldn't ask for more drama in the opening playoff game. Inbounds pass to Curry. He turns, he wheels, he fires, he misses. Barnes with a rebound, and Sacramento has won game number one. After 17 years without a playoff experience, they have risen to the occasion. They were down by 10, not once, but twice in the third quarter, and they battled their way back. They took a one-point lead into the fourth. They opened up a six-point advantage at 122 to 116. They hung on as the Warriors fought their way back, and Sacramento gets the victory. The final score is 126 to 123. And let me tell you, if you can't sense it, if you can't feel it through the radio, this place is absolutely nuts.
Goosebumps.
It was so fun.
My goodness. That's what could happen tomorrow.
What was your favorite part of that game last year?
The intros.
Yeah,
when they came out and just...
You couldn't hear Scott. That's my favorite part.
Three playoff games earlier today. Sixers take a 1-0 lead. 121-101 over the Nets. It's the Celtics beating the Hawks. 112-99. And the Knicks beat the Cavs. 101-97. Our game, Kings and Warriors with a call. Here's the G-man, Gary Gerald.
Well, our starting lineups are presented by Clean California. Smoke getting ready to introduce the Kings starting lineup. We're just going to sit back and savor and embrace the moment. The house lights are down. The purple glow sticks are absolutely amazing. Extra lasers have been added. More pyro is in store. And now, let's listen to Scott Moak crank it up.
Pyrotechnics.
Kentucky Wildcats, 6'3", number 5, De'Aaron Fox! Your 6'7", 2 guard from Maryland, number 9, Kevin Herder! From North Carolina, half forward, 6'8", 40, Harrison Barnes! In his first season, your 6'8 forward from Iowa, number 13, Keegan Murray. And at center, 6'11 from Gonzaga, number 10, Domantas Sabonis.
That part.
Yeah.
That part.
You can hear it a lot more clear there, but I assure you, if you were in the building, you could not hear that man.
So we've got that tomorrow. My goodness. All right. How are you feeling out there? Also, at this moment, want to hear from you if you can remember what yesterday's Jiffy Lube drive of the game was. 1-800-920-1140. 339-1140. Jiffy Lube, drive of the game. Identify that. You'll be a winner of the $100 gift card courtesy of Jiffy Lube. But first, let's go to our guy, Leezy, checking in this morning. Good morning, Leezy.
Yo, Jason Ross, the boss. What's going on, man?
How are you?
Feeling great. What's up, Simone, too? You in there? Hey, I just wanted to call in and talk about Kings Warriors.
Okay.
Hey, I'm a little nervous. The Kings and Warriors, they've had these great back-and-forth games, but obviously Steph can close for them. For the Kings, I just hope we keep it close. I know Fox is going to show up. The Bones going to get his double-double. But the biggest thing, as Shaq would say, is the others. Are we going to get a big Keegan Murray game? Is Harrison Barnes going to show up? Those factors is what I'm worried about, because I know the All-Stars, Fox and Bones, they're going to bring it. But, you know, honestly, I wish the Kings would have played anyone else. I was hoping for a Lakers series or anyone else. But this Warriors, it got me nervous, Jason.
I understand that. I totally get that, Lizzie. I think that's a common thread, because we know how much it would hurt, right, if the Kings lost to the Warriors. But it's the bed the Kings made. They've, I guess, earned this spot to be 9. You could look at it negatively in a sense that, yeah, it would hurt to lose to the Warriors. But if you didn't have the play-in, the Kings would have been eliminated yesterday. The fact that there is a play-in, they've got a chance. They've got a chance. I think you're right, though. Fox and Sabonis have to be good. But really, everybody does. Those others have to contribute. The moment can't be too big for Keon. Can't be too big for Keegan. Harrison, it's got to be there. He's got to be. He's a veteran. He's been in big games. He's been in the finals. He's got to be good. I mean, these things are non-negotiable if the Kings want to win tomorrow. All right, before we get some more calls, let's see if we can identify our Jiffy Lube drive of the game from yesterday. And Leslie is up first. Leslie, do you know the Jiffy Lube drive of the game from yesterday?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Fox steals the ball for a breakaway two-hand slam dunk.
De'Aaron Fox steals it for a two-hand slam dunk on a breakaway. Let's see if Leslie is correct.
And now a steal. De'Aaron Fox, keep that steal streak intact. Drives to the rim. Scores with the left hand. Great take to the basket off the steal by De'Aaron Fox. Fox has now got a steal in 28 consecutive games. And he steals again. Breaks away. This time with a two-hand flush. Back-to-back buckets from De'Aaron Fox. It's not truly a drive, but it's kind of a drive. And we're going to make it the Jiffy Lube drive of the game.
There you go. Leslie, you were correct. Congratulations. Thank you so much. You have won a $100 gift card courtesy of our friends at Jiffy Lube. Enjoy that. Enjoy the game tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening, Leslie.
All right. Thank you.
All right. We appreciate it. Hang on. Simone, we'll get your information. We appreciate that. Go Kings is right. All right. Ashley, you're next here on Sactown Sports. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning. So with this Kings-Warriors series, I'm actually feeling pretty confident. I think the Kings are going to be able to get it done. One of the biggest matchups I'm looking at here, and I don't know if he's going to start, but he has been lately, is Trayce Jackson-Davis versus Domas. And the reason I'm looking at that matchup is his build for being Jackson-Davis. He kind of reminds me of a build closer to that of like a Holmgren or a Wemby, like a more like a leaner kind of like long limbs, you know, type of big. And normally I feel like Domas has had pretty good games versus that type of build at center. And so I think that could be something that fares a little bit better versus having Looney start. Though I am really worried, because I think that the NBA might be trying to get the Lakers back into the play-in so that they can win and go to the playoffs. And we're going to end up having to face, I think, New Orleans.
Well, we'll see on that. And thank you, Les, or Ashley. We should point out, too, again, remember, I know maybe it's just semantics. It's not a series. It's one game. It is one game tomorrow. It would be one game if the Kings advance or the Warriors advance on Friday. Then you're hoping to get into a playoff series and kind of breathe, because then you got a little time to figure out, you know, I mean, well, really, if you think of it this way, let's take it for a positive way from the Kings. If they somehow beat the Warriors tomorrow, then they have to go to New Orleans or L.A. For Friday. And then if they win that, they're going to OKC on Sunday to play game one. I mean, that this is going to be a hectic week, or it ends quicker on Friday or tomorrow. I mean, that's the reality of the situation the Kings are in. Ron, how are you feeling about this one tomorrow? Hey, Ron.
Hey, I'm feeling good about it. I do have one concern.
Yeah.
And I hope at the shoot around today or whatever, with the shoot around, they spend some time on their free throws. All this stuff of losing games by 2 or 3 points and leaving 8 or 10 free throws on the table, got to stop.
Yeah, and that's the kind of thing that, you know, if it doesn't go well, it's not like the problem alleviates itself. Some nights they just shoot it better, but those are things that give you concern, Ron. Thank you for the call that, you know, the Kings have not been a good free throw shooting team this year. There's been stretches where they've been much better, but tomorrow night can't be a night where we're here on Wednesday going, man, those 8 missed free throws in a 2-point game. You just can't have it. They've got to be sharp. They've got to be on their game. I mean, the Warriors, I don't believe, like the one thing that would shock me is if the Warriors played that poorly and like gave the Kings the game. Like the Kings are going to have to earn this, and they're more than capable of doing it, but the Warriors are going to be, I anticipate them being sharp. They've been playing very well. They are so comfortable in who they are. I don't think the moment will be too big. And so that means the Kings, look, Mike Brown has talked about adversity, about this group going through things. I think it was important to go through what they went through last year, and now this year has been different. Tomorrow will be unique. It is different. How do they handle it? The way they've played lately doesn't make you feel great, but none of that matters tomorrow. They could be great tomorrow, and they're probably going to need to be. And we'll talk more about that coming up in this hour with you guys. Also with John Dickinson, who will join us from KNBR, get the Warriors side of things, and much more straight ahead. We're halfway through. It's a busy day. So much hype for tomorrow's play-in game, not in-season tournament. Kings and Warriors were in that as well together. But the play-in 9-10 game, win or go home, Kings and Warriors, much more on that straight ahead here on Sacktown Sports.